Mose Allison had a sharp eye for the way the world works and doesn't, and he put his often acerbic observations into songs propelled by his syncopated piano playing.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
Allison's wry lyrics, delivered with a distinctive drawl, caught the ears of jazz fans in the late 1950s and made their way to Britain and Ireland, along with other blues and jazz records, to inspire a generation of aspiring rockers that included The Who, The Kinks, Van Morrison, and many others.
Mose Allison died this morning. He had just had a birthday, his 89th, last week. He was born on his grandfather's farm outside Tippo, Mississippi, as he told NPR in 2004.
Ironically, there was a qualified piano teacher right there in Tippo, Mississippi, and my mother sent me to her when I was 5 years old, and as soon as I found out I could pick things out by ear, I lost interest in learning to read music and all that.
Allison was inspired by the blues musicians he'd heard around him and by Nat King Cole. He combined those influences to create something distinctive.
Don't ask me what it's all about. I used to think I knew it, but man, I just outgrew it. The things that really matter don't mix with idle chatter. And that's one thing that I can do without.
He wound up in New York City. He played with jazz stars like Stan Getz and Jerry Mulligan. When people heard him sing, they thought he was African-American, to which he would say this.
It doesn't matter whether you're black or white. What matters is whether you're good.
Oh, well, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days.
He was good enough to record some 50 albums and had a devoted following, but he was never as popular in this country as he was abroad, where his fans included The Clash, Elvis Costello, and The Who, who recorded this song on the album, Live at Leeds.
Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by.
Mose Allison said he never knew what to call his music, which is perhaps surprising for an English major. In that NPR interview, he chose to quote a novelist.
Ishmael Reed is his name, and he wrote a book called Mumbo Jumbo, and he said that in New Orleans in the 20s, there was a virus that started out, and it made you want to shake your behind and snap your fingers, and it just spread all over the world, and it just grew, so they called it Just Grew.
And Mose Allison had a hand or two in spreading it. He died of natural causes this morning at his home in Hilton Head, South Carolina.